Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-4801 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-4801. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-620-4801. That's 1-800-620-4801.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful Sunday morning here in Washington. But
it's spring.
Why worry about Washington when we can talk Talbot County?
Yes, we can.
Say Talbot County to some people, they think it's a bazillion miles away, and it's probably 45 minutes away from Washington.
Well, and actually, I don't know if people even know what Talbot County is. I think some people know about the different parts of Talbot County, like Easton and St. Mary's, but it's so much more than that.
Well, it's a county. That's what I was just saying.
Why don't but some people don't know what Talbot County is.
I got an idea. Why don't you butt out? It's
okay.
It's a county. It's actually one of Maryland's oldest areas, and one of the towns, Oxford, used to be, it was probably the first big seaport in Maryland, wasn't it? Yeah. All right. So listen, we're talking all about Talbot County today.
Well, let's explain why. I explain why?
You can explain if you wish to.
I would like to.
Okay.
So one of the things we love to do here on Foodie and the Beast is take you on a little trip for just an hour. And today we thought, what better way to get ready for a spring break than maybe go just like a staycation, just 90 minutes away. So Talbot County is such a great area. There is so much going on. We thought this is the perfect little spring break, and we brought in a ton of different people who can talk about all the things going on in that area.
Right, and the first of those people is the woman in the know, Debbie Dodson, who's the executive director of the Talbot County Office of Tourism. You have all kinds of stuff scheduled for this spring and summer, and we're going to get to all of that from Restaurant Week to Oxford Day and more. And one of our favorite chefs is here.
Well, we have two of them. We have two in studio.
That's true. Jordan's here, too. Two of them. But I was looking at Mark. Mark Salter is the chef owner of the Robert Morris Inn, which is one of my old haunts down there in Oxford on the Tread Avon River. And Mark's in here with us today. He's got a bunch of stuff to talk about, including a big dinner with cake bread that you're doing.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah.
Okay, and we've got lots more that he's going to tell us. And we're going to do a little culture on the show.
Culture?
It's going to be tough for David, but not for the rest of us. Yeah, did you know that there is...
I love to be, you know, beaten up, condescended to right here on my own show. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm really into plays and theater. And actually, don't be a jerk. But we brought in Al Bond from the Avalon Theater, which is in Talbot County, in Easton, actually. And they have a thriving theater scene out there. We're going to find out all about it because it's not just about food in Talbot County. There's also arts and culture there to take in, too. Now, we did bring back Jordan Lloyd, who's been on our show
before. Yeah, our other favorite chef. Sorry about that. From Talbot County. Jordan and his wife, Alice, own the Bartlett Pear, and we had an amazing weekend there.
Yes, a lovely, lovely inn right in Easton. And Jordan, last time you came in to really talk about the food that you're serving there, but it seems that you have launched this terrific cocktail program. So we're going to start off with you.
Well, wait a minute. We've got Paul Dendorfer
Paul.
Paul, who's actually, he's also a veteran
Paul.
Of bourbon steak and other parts, and now he's back down in Talbot County with Jordan.
All right. Well, Jordan, let's kick off with you.
Okay,
so
great.
Tell us, when did this cocktail program kick off at the Bartlett Pear Inn?
Really, when our mixologist, Paul Dendorfer, he's the real celebrity of the Bartlett Pear today.
Okay.
Certainly not me. But he began with us about 6 or 7 months ago, and he's just been rocking on the cocktails in Talbot County.
Was that something that you really... First of all, let's tell everybody what the Bartlett Pear Inn is.
Okay. It's contemporary American cuisine. It's a 220-year-old historic home that my wife and I opened up almost three years ago now. We're going on our fourth year this year, which is just incredible.
Congratulations.
And we've just been incredibly well-received by the community and... local guest. It's a lot of fun. I don't know how else to explain it than just a good time.
So how many rooms are there to stay in?
7 incredible bedrooms.
Okay, 7 bedrooms.
Yep.
And the dining room seats how many?
It's a 30-seat dining room with a 12-seat bar and a little 12-seat private dining room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great size to produce extremely high-quality service and cuisine.
And you do dinner. When do you serve dinner?
Six nights a week. We're just closed on Tuesday.
Just Tuesday.
Let me throw a little something out here because people want, I will grant you this is a quaint little inn in a quaint little town. But you were also up at Per Se in New York. I mean, what you're getting when you eat there, we had a rockin' meal there.
We really did. We had a good time.
Yep. I was with Michelle Richard at Citronelle for 2 years. Incredible man who I adore. Per Se in New York. Christian Delouvrier of Les Panas, just some great places. So it's a real treat to bring all those experiences back home.
Well, and obviously, that kind of resume allows you to do the kinds of things you want. Now, do you bring a lot of the local flavors into the kind of cuisine you're cooking?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm a down-home boy, and I love my hometown, so I bring a lot of those.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Golly. Oh, gosh.
We have some incredible farms there that people just don't even believe. I mean, there's Nice Farms and Cottingham Farms and Davencrest. The list is endless. So we have a lot to choose from our own Talbot County area.
Cool.
It's pretty incredible.
All right. Well, Paul's going to mix up a drink.
Well, Paul take the mic for just a sec. Paul, why don't you tell us what you're going to mix up first, and then we'll find out a little bit more about you later on in the show.
Well, the first drink I'm going to do, we call the Bloody Hell.
Okay.
So it's my take on, your traditional Bloody Mary, but I actually use blood orange juice, so it gives that citrus, more clean feeling to it. And I use smoked Thai chilies to add that spice note to it. So smoke the Thai chilies, put into the syrup, and you got the blood orange, a little bit of citrus. So it's just very clean, very refreshing, but it does get a little hint of spice to it.
And is that after the British Bloody Hell? Like that?
Exactly.
Excellent. Love it. All right. Well,
how
get
about
to shaking.
That, Mark Salter,
sounds like a good way to start.
I'll have to go down and try it.
All right. Well, let's get Debbie in here, because Debbie, why don't you take it from the top and tell everybody, give them the 411 on Talbot County.
Well, as Nikki said earlier, we're just about 90 minutes from downtown Washington, D.C. Talbot County is well known as a dining destination and also for its variety of outdoor recreational opportunities. For those folks in Washington, D.C., we've kind of been mapped out as the Hamptons for the Washingtonians because of the beautiful 602 miles of pristine shoreline. What makes Talbot County so unique is the fact that within 15 minutes, you can be in a different town with a different personality, somewhat of a different culture. So people are really getting about 4 experiences when you visit Easton, St. Michael's, Tillman, and Oxford in a matter of minutes. That's very attractive to people.
Well, what are the differences between each town? I mean, how would you describe each of them?
Well, that's a great question.
Okay, good. First of all,
let me just say they all have different names. How's that? Thank you.
Okay.
I just want to help.
Yeah.
Well, Easton is the county seat of Talbot County, of course, so it has more of a business atmosphere than the other locales. And it also has a higher portion of the arts cultural side of Talbot County with the Avalon. The Academy Art Museum is the premier art institution on the eastern shore of Maryland. They work very closely with the National Art Gallery, regional shows, local artists, and a great deal of program. Right now, they are doing an exhibit on Mark Rothko. And the Avalon has a nightclub in Also in the town of Easton is another small nightclub called Nightcat that offers really great main entertainment. Al will talk about that later, but just to give you an idea, Boyz II Men, Dionne Warwick. Last night they had bluegrass music. They feature jazz music. They have a great opera program that I'm sure he'll talk about later. And they also promote a lot of the outdoor events and activities throughout the year.
Boyz II Men, Bobby Brown?
No. Bobby Brown was one of the executive producers on their first album, he's not... He's not in Boyz II Men.
And then Oxford is very quaint. There's not a lot of commercialism in the town of Oxford. It's very sophisticated, very picturesque, very authentic, like the Robert Morris Inn and a number of older facilities there. Not a lot of shopping, but it's just a great place
to stroll around.
Yes. The Strand is beautiful, a very small beach area. Tillman Island is very, very different. It's a waterman's village that has become much more sophisticated over the year because of the population that has moved in from around the country and turned some old waterman houses into beautiful multi-million dollar homes.
That is always a good thing, right?
It is. It's really beautiful. They have great dining opportunities, lots of great fresh seafood. Sport fishing is another big thing that happens on Tillman. And then in St. Michael's, they're known for the town that fooled the British. The Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum has 18 acres, 10 exhibit buildings. Great place to eat Maryland steamed crabs on the harbor.
Right.
And great shopping on, you know, there's all these great cities have their wonderful little shopping strip. And in St. Michael's, it's Talbot.
Okay. So now, how do you think, like, with the arts culture that's there, because it really is rich, what was it that drew people there that created all of, you know, like, there's all these great artist galleries and things of that nature in Easton. What do you think that refers to? Like, why do people come there for that? Why do you think that is?
For the artist point of view, there are such beautiful landscapes and waterscapes that they have a real keen interest in being near that to paint the beautiful scenery. The Academy Art Museum grew very quickly and brought a lot of attraction to the arts. And then when the Avalon Theater came on board, they
Which was when? How long ago was that?
I think,
remodeled in 1989.
Okay, so a while. Okay.
Yeah, for a while. They really brought the essence of the arts to our community.
Now there are so many events in Talbot County, and it sort of kicks off at the end of March. Tell us about Restaurant Week and about some of these upcoming events that are happening all throughout the spring and into the summer.
Great. This is our third annual Talbot Restaurant Week. It kicks off on March the 25th. We do our Restaurant Week a little differently than most restaurant weeks in that we have a kickoff event and a closing event. The kickoff event will be held at the Oaks Waterfront Inn in Royal Oak, and we'll have over 20 restaurants that will be offering food. So it's like a taste of Talbot County. It's great fun. The chefs do an incredible job. I know it's not a competition, but I have to tell you, it does look a little competitive from time to time because each one is upping the ante.
Absolutely.
So that's a great day. It's 3 to 5. And then our lunches and dinners kick off on the 26th through the 31st. Two course lunches for $20.12. Three courses for $30.12. And we end our restaurant week with an event that raises money to help feed the hungry. And this year, the event will be a recreation of Truman Capote's Black and White Ball, which was the party of the century at the Plaza Hotel in New York. And we're going to do it our way, the Talbot style way. And I'm so excited that you and David are coming.
We are. It's going to be great. So I want to know, well, we're going to have to take a break in just a minute, but explain to people what this event is going to be like.
There will be a 9-piece orchestra right here from Northern Virginia, actually, called Avera, in the Gold Room at the Tidewater Inn, and in the Crystal Room, a tribute to Frank Sinatra by a gentleman named Johnny, I'll be Frank Drew,
cute,
who's coming down from Northern New Jersey, and he's supposed to be the number one Frank Sinatra tribute artist in the whole Northeast.
Who loves you, baby?
So the chairman of the board will be in the house,
uh-huh,
and rock and roll starting at 10, mm-hmm, and then we probably will see a bit of Truman Capote throughout the night. It's a black and white ball, so women will be dressed in white or black gowns.
Mm-hmm.
It's mask, and men will be in black tie, and all the money will...
you better pull out your tux.
No, I was just telling you, Debbie, before this, I had my mask on last night.
So. Weeks early.
We let him out every now and then. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Honey, I'm home.
This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We are going to continue our little vacation to Talbot County when we return.
Walk MS. Every step matters, every dollar counts, and every person makes a difference. Hi, this is Sine Simpson from ABC7. Please join me in the movement to end MS forever at Walk MS this April. Support the National Multiple Sclerosis Society and walk to create a world free of MS. Register for one of six sites around the D.C. area at msnu.org. That's msandyou.org.
Presented by Booz Allen Hamilton.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
Carmine's, New York's legendary family-style Italian restaurant, is also here in D.C., serving up huge platters of real good, no-kidding Italian food in nine private dining rooms. It's like a trip to a big Italian family dinner, with extra-large portions of antipasti, pasta, seafood, and meat entrees served up on huge sharing platters, and all reasonably priced. Carmine's is just the way it used to be at Grandma's house, if your grandma was a real no-kidding Italian. Carmine's on 7th Street near the Verizon Center. Anywhere else is forget about it. Call them at 202-737-7770.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud.
Hey, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we're talking to Debbie Dodson about all the fun.
So it is a black tie affair, right? And
absolutely.
Are you expecting women to wear gowns?
We certainly are.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to get a white dress.
I think a lot of them are coming.
Thanks a lot, Debbie. Another thing I got to shell out for. But no. You look hot and white anyway.
Yes, I do.
So, I know. She's so shy. There's a whole schedule of events coming up through March, April, and into May that you've got. I spotted a couple that I thought were cool. There's a wine fest in St. Michael's, which I'll bet is a blast. What's going on there?
Oh, in April, end of April.
Yeah.
Yes, that's April the 28th and 29th, and they will be featuring wines from approximately eight countries, and it'll be spread out through the town. There are wine tastings and different events. I think on the Patriot cruise ship that they're scheduled to have about 300 different pourings. And that goes out on the miles.
That
goes out along the Miles River, and there's food demonstrations by our local chefs and some great food. So it's a good time.
So there's nothing to do but cruise and sip on that one.
I think it's cruise and pour.
Rock and roll. We're gonna go down. We're never gonna leave.
But I think we should say, and I mean, we can follow this up at the end of the show, that there are events really all throughout the summer in the area, whether it's an art-focused show or a food-focused event, correct? I mean, there's just all these different things. I mean, do you feel, especially summertime, you would think that you wouldn't need to do that much to bring people out to Talbot County because you're right on the water. So why do you guys offer all these different events? Why do you think it is?
Well, you know, I believe that tourism begins in your own backyard, so it's a great community spirit to mm-hmm. put on all these events for that, so your community community can enjoy them, but also the people who are visiting as well. And it's just what Tavik County is. You know, we're very busy. We're very into the arts. We're very into the food scene and the culture. And we just like to have a lot of things going on all the time.
Well, plus, things slow down a little in the winter. This is a great way, you know, to hit March and April and May to just jack things up again and get ready for summer. So,
Well, we'll talk to Debbie at the end. She can have the shine up for everything at the end.
Paul, this drink, the Bloody Hell, or as I would say, Bloody Hell,
it's really good.
Knockout, yeah, because it's got enough bite, but it doesn't, you know, it's not too spicy. And
what kind of alcohol is in it?
It's just vodka.
Just vodka?
Yeah, it's just straight vodka.
No, it's really, really nice. Great. And it's nice and clean.
Yeah,
really,
and that's the whole point is you get a little bit of spice, but the blood orange, you know, it's refreshing. Mm-hmm. But no, that's to give that bite refreshing taste. So that's why blood orange, I think, is great. It's a great way for it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your resume, because you didn't just decide one day, hey, I feel like mixing cocktails.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about where you came from and how you wound up at the Bartlett Pear Inn.
Well, when I first got into the whole fine dining scene, it was at Maestro in Tyson's Corner with Fabio Trabocchi. So that's kind of how I got into the whole scene of it and learned more about the food and flavors. When I first bartended when I was younger at Clyde's, you know, I learned more about the spirits and drinks there, but over time I learned the food. So after, you know, Maestro closed, he went to New York, so I went up to New York with him and helped him open that up. Mm-hmm. When I came back to the D.C. area, I went to the Ritz-Carlton in D.C., and then from there I went to Bourbon Steak at Four Seasons, and this is where I met Jordan. Mm-hmm. We opened up Bourbon Steak together. It was a great time. You know, it's great, great guy, great personality.
So you were both under Varley, right?
Yeah, we were. David Varley, right. Super guy.
We worked in the dining room, and I was a server, and he worked that side just to see the service aspect of it.
So it's hard to be under David Varley, isn't it? Because he's only about
this. Yeah, he's such a good guy. We love
pretty much
DB.
Started with Tom Bell.
I love DB. He's great.
Yeah, he is.
But yeah, it was a great time. You know, I was able to train him a little bit in the dining room, which was fun. So that's how I got to see his personality a little bit.
Yeah, I was definitely a cook in the dining room.
Yeah. Okay.
And then from there, I went to 2941, was a manager there for a short while. And then from there, I went to the Inn of Little Washington, was a server there. And then I just recently moved back to the Eastern Shore last year. And then Jordan heard I was in the area, and he's like, you got to come work for
me. But were you originally from the Eastern Shore?
I went to high school in Eastern Shore.
Okay.
And I grew up around Frederick, Maryland, D.C. area. So, I mean, I love the city. But
it's interesting that Jordan would bring you to Bartlett Pear because you've worked at such crappy places.
You know? Such a bad resume, right?
I know. He just sort of like, right.
2941.
I'm not bragging.
That's such a bad restaurant. They didn't even have a name.
Right. You know? 2941, Bourbon
I'm
Steak.
I'm having dinner there Tuesday.
Did I say Fabio Trabocchi? I mean, you know.
Oh, he actually, when he called me, he wanted me to just change the bedpans and the sheets over every night.
Yeah. Bedpans? What kind of place is that, Jordan?
So what made you decide to get behind the bar? You're more front of the house.
I don't know. I just love cocktails. I love the taste of cocktails and drinking in general. So, I mean,
sounds like a chef.
So, exactly, right?
So what step in the program are you on right now?
I think I'm far beyond that, you know? I've done it all, drink it all. Exactly. But I just love, I have passion for food, I have passion for drinks, and I learn how to meld those flavors together. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I'm doing. You know, when I'm making these drinks, it's not I just put them out there. I take time and make them, sit here with the chef.
You're an artist.
We talk about it. And if it doesn't taste right, I keep playing with it. My goal is if it tastes right to me, then I'll put it on the menu.
Bar chef. Yeah.
We're having a lot of fun making cocktails with food as well.
Oh, I bet. Well, yeah. So what are you making next?
Next, I'm going to do my version of a bacon Manhattan. So a lot of times, like when I was in New York, I tried them, but the problem was that it left that sort of fatty texture on your mouth. So we found a way to make a sauce that gets that bacon flavor into it, but it leaves a clean taste. Like our other chef, Greg Brandberg, has a lot of Asian influence. He's the one that actually helped me come up with the great bacon sauce to put into the drink that leaves clean flavor.
Bacon dashi.
Great idea.
Excellent. And this is your bacon. This is Jordan's house-made ham.
And I'm also using bruleed ham. So it's basically house-smoked ham.
Mm-hmm.
Put the sugar over top and chickly brulee it. And it goes into the cocktail. So you get that candy.
That sounds terrible.
That soaks up all that bourbon flavor.
All right.
Bacon and bourbon.
While you're making that, I'm going to bring on a man. And what a man who is a member of the Master Chefs of Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
He has cooked for Margaret Thatcher, Diane Sawyer, John Major, Owen Wilson, Jane Seymour, and a bunch of people.
Thatcher?
And he was the executive chef at the Inn at Perry Cabin for many years.
17
years. And then he got smart and bought his own place. He went He and a partner, Ian Fleming.
Not the James Bond.
Yes, he was. Shh, quiet. Ian, who wrote all the James Bond novels. Yeah. And Mark bought the Robert Morris Inn. Yeah. And the Robert Morris Inn is one of the most storied. It's the oldest inn in continuous operation in the nation, right?
One of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just let me talk, okay, Mark? And they've done wonderful things there. And he's in with us. He's part of the Talbot County crew. And he's brought some food, which, of course, is very big with me.
Yep.
And which makes me forget that you shaved your mustache off. So here we are. So, you know what? Give everybody who doesn't know the Robert Morris, give them the overview on that.
The Robert Morris Inn was an icon back in the 70s and 80s. And it was owned by the Gibson family. And then after about 40 years at the Robert Morris Inn, they decided that, you know, they were getting a little tired. They wanted somebody to take it over. And then I was had been at the inn at Perry Cameron for 17 years, and I thought, you
know... That's when we first met you.
That's right. I came up here a couple of times. And, of course, you know, I didn't know what to do, so I got together with my business partner, Ian Fleming, who has a lovely hotel in Scotland. And he had been the general manager at the inn at Perry Cameron back in 1991. Mm-hmm. So we got together, we went to see the Gibsons, and they were really excited. Of course, we didn't tell anybody that we were going to do it. And, of course, it came out on the front page of the Star Democrat, and everybody was shocked, including myself. But we got the keys, and for the past 2 years, we've been very fortunate. The locals have received it and have been so happy that the place has been reopened. Mm-hmm. That was the funny thing about it. You know, we wanted to do great food to start with, but that didn't really matter. The locals were just so happy that the place was back open, and that obviously that I had taken it over.
Now, let me just set the scene for you, because the Robert Morris sits on a bend of the Tread Avon River, a ferry ride across from St. Michael's, and it is stunning. I've spent a number... That used to be my kiss-off place. Do you remember that? Back in the 80s. Did I take you there?
Yeah. It was my kiss-off trip, too.
Did I kiss you off
we
there,
broke
too?
Up.
We broke up. Oh,
well, it was a good way to say goodbye, because I'm a coward.
And I really should have learned right then and there.
No, but then I realized she was my one true love.
Yes. There you go.
But it is a stunning place, and the inn itself is... you know, this is an unpaid, unsolicited testimonial. It's just the most gracious, beautiful place
ever.
Well,
let's talk about what you've done at that place. I mean, when you got in there, how much work did you have to do to it?
Well, really, we haven't done too much work. We put fresh linens on the beds.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. Since the 80s?
Good. So it's nice and clean, nice water amenity, you know, very basic. We sell it as a restaurant with rooms right now. When we do some refurbishment next year, we'll, you know, tidy up the rooms. We'll, you know, we'll try and do a lot of energy efficient things so that we can fit in with the community and, you know, going green. But really, you know, bought new crockery glassware and then, you know, did some changes in the kitchen.
Well, the most important thing is the chef changed. I mean, you know.
Well, I changed and came along and bought, another influence to the Eastern Shore. And my big focus at the Perry Cabin as well as at the Robert Morris Inn is local, like Jordan. We want to use local vegetables, local fruits, and, of course, everything that the Chesapeake Bay has to offer.
Well, and there's such a... incredible variety of offerings there.
You know, when I grew up, it was, and the same as I know with Jordan, we cook with the seasons, and I think that's very important. You know, so, you know, as we come into springtime, the asparagus is coming in, and we've got, I'm doing a little bit of shad roe right now, it's a different taste, and a lot of people don't like it, but I've come up with a way that will make it very palatable. And we actually slow poach it in a bouillon with some bay leaf and some thyme, and then once we take it out of there, we saute it in bacon fat. And I served that last night for a couple of guests, and they were just blown away by it.
I bet. Well, I think shad roe, I think the concept, it's the mental image of what shad roe is that is a turnoff for people initially, but the flavor is always... You know, so unique and so delicious.
Yeah, it is.
Now, you have a lot going on what you're doing. So let's tell people about it.
Yes. I mean, last winter was very slow. So we had to come up with a creative idea of how to improve business in Oxford. Everybody says, oh, you're going to be so quiet next year. So in November, we came up with this great winter program with cooking demonstrations, wine dinners. I have to say, one of the funniest things we did, actually, and it was a Robert Burns night in January.
Really?
Yeah. And what we did, we advertised over the internet for a mad, hairy Scotsman from Scotland.
Okay.
And to do the poetry for the Robert Burns night. So it went out into the Scottish Daily Express in UK. We had 48 applicants apply. So we took one and we flew him over. And the event sold out twice.
I love that.
Yeah, 60 people one night, about 40 people the next night. And, of course, we've already got 22 people booked for next year. And we're going to put three events on next year with the Robert Burns night.
How much fun.
I have an idea for you. Why don't you do a William Wallace Robert the Bruce event where you guys attack St. Michael's with a horde of... No?
Yeah, well,
that sounds like a lot of detail. We'll stick with the haggis right now.
That's not a bad idea.
But now you also are doing these cooking demonstrations.
Yeah, the cooking demo. I was very fortunate. I'd worked with Viking in the past, and this gentleman who had worked with him now is a rep for Miele. So he asked me, he came to me one October and says, Mark, if you want to do something, just let me know. So he's actually sponsored a kitchen, which I've built in my dining room. And since December, we've been running these cooking demonstrations, and they're sold out right through to April. So we're actually going to do some in December. It's in September, the fall. We're going to do them in the summer and also in the springtime.
Can you hook us up? We're going to tell Miele we're going to do cooking demonstrations in our
house.
In your house. Yeah, you're not the first person to ask me that, actually.
I'm sure. All right, we have to take a quick break.
I'm the nicest, though.
I know. Yeah. When we get back, we're going to find out more about what's going on with Chef, and we're digging into these delicious cocktails, and we're going to get a little culture. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
Hi, welcome to Best Buy. Interested in boomboxes?
Yeah, I just got the iPhone 4S, and I want a docking system for when I'm at home.
Easy answer. The Insignia boombox with HD radio technology receives all the HD2, HD3 channels here in town and has iTunes tagging for your iPhone 4S.
Oh yeah, iTunes tagging is cool. Tag and buy songs you hear on HD radio stations.
Yep, and it's only $99.
Wow, $99 and works with iPhone 4S? Lead the way.
Learn about HD radio technology at HDradio.com. More radio, more value.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy?
For freedom.
Freedom of religion.
What America stands for.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy? For honor.
Everybody. And watch out for everybody.
Freedom to vote.
Democracy.
Freedom to go outside and play with my kids.
I joined the Navy to serve my country.
Every freedom that we have.
The right to raise our kids in peace.
My little brother.
My wife.
My kids.
Our children's children.
The United States Navy.
It's not for ourselves alone that we serve.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly one in three children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
And we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're talking to Mark Salter, who's the chef owner of the stupendo Robert Morris Inn down
Look
in Oxford.
Look how pretty.
Oh, yeah. And he brought food. God bless him.
I know. We brought tasty.
There you are, my favorite guest, right there.
So what did you bring in?
How dare you touch that?
I'm just cutting it up.
Well, you know, this is something our signature dishes and the Eastern Shore crab salad on a little crostini there.
Thank you.
We serve as our appetizer for the lunch menu. So when you're sitting out on the terrace or on the patio, you can have this lovely crab salad, which is we only use the crab meat from, actually I use it from Chesapeake Landing, which is very local just outside St. Michael's.
Okay.
And I buy that at, I would say 95% of the year, because about 5% of the year you just can't get it. But when everybody comes down, they get a crab cake made with real crab meat from the Eastern Shore.
Mm-hmm. And this is?
That's the smoked bluefish pate, which is another signature dish.
It is delicious. With
croustades, which has got a little horseradish in, some chopped chives, a little butter, a little cream cheese, and some lovely smoked bluefish. And it really does go very well together with the crunchy cucumber, fennel, and red onion on top.
It's delicious. Why is this your signature? The smoked bluefish.
I created it at the Inn at Perry Cabin, brought it over to the Robert Morris Inn. But you know, bluefish is a fish that is very underutilized in the Chesapeake Bay. And, you know, I'm all about using that kind of stuff, using stuff that's not used that much. Bluefish being one of them, because everybody thinks it's a dirty fish, but it's a really great fish. I love it. And especially when you smoke it,
I say let's fish the hell out of it. What do you say?
It's also, it's a lot of fun catching it as well, because it's a wild fish.
It puts up a fight.
It puts up a real fight.
Oh, does it really?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Are you a big fisherman?
I like to be when I get out of the kitchen.
Okay. Throw a line out the window. You can almost do that. I just want to mention that Paul Dandorfer is over there watching me eat this, and I want you to know something. You're not getting any of it.
No, you're kidding. Come on over and have some, please. Right.
So you just stand there and drool and make your damn drinks.
All right, so you're doing a wine dinner with cake bread.
Yeah, we just finished off a very successful wine dinner with a winery down in Virginia called Barbersville, and that was fantastic. With Luca. Yeah, Luca. Mm-hmm. And then this Saturday, for the second year, we've got Bruce Cakebread coming back to the Robert Morris Inn.
Oh.
And he's hosting the dinner there. We've got about seven seats left, and I think about one room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fantastic wine dinner with two of their library wines, a couple of their reserves, and a great tasting menu to go along with it.
Well, I mean, I think for people who are really into food and wine, getting to be able to meet the winemaker is such an incredible experience, because you really get to hear their passion and what goes into their particular wines. And Cakebread has such an incredible reputation.
It does, yeah.
It's really fantastic.
We went to the vineyard.
We did.
You went to vineyard, I mean, they've, you know, it's funny, my brother and I actually, I've got a twin brother, identical twin brother, and we worked at a place called Cromlech's House in Scotland, and one night, these two guys arrived about 10 o'clock at night, and we ended up cooking for them until 1 in the morning, and one was actually the vice president of Domaine Chandon.
Mm.
Well, we went out to Domaine Chandon and stayed there.
That's where we had our first fight.
We then traveled down to Cakebread one rainy afternoon. We met Bruce Cakebread in this little shed. This was back in, like, the late 80s.
Wait a minute, his name is Cakebread?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
What a weird name.
Bruce, Dennis, and the rest of the family. And, you know, we stayed in touch since. And he said, Mark, whenever you want to do a dinner with me, just give me a call.
That's awesome.
So he's coming
again. What's the date of that?
17th of March.
Mm.
What are we doing the 17th of March?
St. Patrick's Day. And what else have you got going on? So you're going to be participating in Restaurant Week.
Yep.
I'm sorry, it's hard to talk with my mouth full.
Oh, don't worry. You go ahead and talk. I'll put more in my mouth. Goodbye.
And
Bluefish.
What are you guys doing for Restaurant Week? How do you participate in it?
Well, we're doing the same thing as all the other restaurants. Will be there and the opening event, and then hopefully all the people coming on the closing event as well for the black tie.
Mm-hmm.
But during that week, we'll be doing two courses and three courses, and I've got some of the dishes that we will be doing. We'll be obviously featuring the shad roe, because mm-hmm. that's in season right now. And we'll be doing spring leek and potato soup with creme fraiche and chives. We've got thyme roasted pork tenderloin with a fig ancho chili and cocoa chutney. With some grilled asparagus, which is obviously spring.
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of things going on. And our favourite pavlova. I'll have to do a lovely pavlova with some mixed berries and whipped cream. People just die for that. So, yeah, just come down and see us at the Robert Morris Inn during Restaurant Week. And
will you let us know when you're going to do more cooking demos and more wine dinners?
Absolutely.
Because that's the kind of stuff we would put on the list.
Sure.
And we would love to make sure that we feature it.
Yep, fantastic.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's go back to Jordan and Paul. This drink is... gonna
strong.
Put me in the grave.
It's strong.
It's got a kick to it. I mean,
but it's delicious.
For me, bourbon and bacon. Great combination.
Absolutely.
Bourbon and bacon.
Well, and so the
breakfast and a drink.
But the ham is delicious. So are you doing, Jordan, are you smoking a lot of things in-house?
Yeah, we're house.
That sounds like a weird question, but you know what I mean.
Quite a bit.
Well, I think Jordan's smoking a lot of things.
We have an incredible executive sous chef, Chef de Cuisine Greg Bramberg,
mm-hmm.
Who actually takes it on his days off, and he's smoking everything at home. So we're doing everything from smoked
still
mayonnaise.
Still sounds bad.
Yeah, our own smoked salts, cured hams. We're doing lamb prosciuttos and mortadellos, lots of charcuteries done in-house. And everything's like straight from the farms, from the surrounding areas, which makes it, you know, that's what really gives it the soul.
Excellent.
All right. Well, what are you mixing up next?
Actually going to do my version of a dark and stormy. I call it a dark and cloudy.
Okay.
So it's, you got the dark rum, little ginger syrup, lime juice, and I've actually made a ginger foam. So using ginger beer, a little bit of the ginger syrup, a touch of the rum, just add a little color to it,
mm-hmm.
egg whites, and then we charge it with the cream charger, so it gives a nice creamy texture.
I don't know what a cream charger is. What is it?
So it's an ISI gun, so you're basically making a foam and just put
it
over top of the
cream, like what you would use like for whipped cream?
Well, almost like whipped cream,
you said ginger five times in two sentences, which made my wife fall in love with the drink.
I know, ginger's a great thing. I also do a margarita the same way, so I was debating what drink to bring the margarita to this. So this is a new one I'm actually about to add to the menu, so I figured I'd bring this one in.
Excellent.
We'll let you know.
We'll let you do it.
We'll let you know.
We'll tell you whether or not it makes sense.
All right, well, let's get Al Bond up to a microphone
here. Al, we're going to ask you and Chef to switch places, please.
No, there. I think we're okay. All right. Here comes Al. Al is the head of the Avalon Foundation. It's a nonprofit in on the Eastern Shore that not only takes care of the historic Avalon Theater, but mounts tons of different shows and presentations there. Yeah. So I didn't do that very elegantly.
No, you didn't. Not at all.
Well, I'm chewing.
So the Avalon Foundation is a nonprofit organization that brings art to the community, Talbot County and the Eastern Shore generally. And we do it in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. The way that we're easily best known for is the Avalon Theater. It's this 1920s Art Deco theater, really beautifully restored. And we present all kinds of, mostly live music, but also theater in that space.
Mm-hmm.
About 190 performances per year go
That's
through
an awful
the
lot.
Avalon. So there's always something happening. If you're coming to Talbot County, there's something to do at night at the Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
And, this weekend it's Taylor Hicks, but it's Dionne Warwick, and then it's Eddie from Ohio, and it's Boys to Men, and it's on and on and on. Lots of names that we just announced. A couple of things. Bella Fleck is coming with this really great jazz trio, the Marcus Roberts jazz trio. And we're excited about that performance just because it's such a great sort of pairing of, this traditional jazz and this guy who is the, bluegrass banjo. He's the guy. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. There's nothing else like it.
I have a suggestion for you that's way off topic. There are a lot of communities that have these storied theaters. Like there's the F. Scott Fitzgerald Theater in Rockville, and a lot of communities don't know what to do with these theaters. They don't want to invest, or they don't have the vision of investing in this. You should almost do a seminar.
Yeah.
Let's get the history of it. Yeah. Tell us about it.
It really was, it was a public-private partnership before those words were really coined.
Okay.
Back in the late 80s, the then movie theater, because the Vaudeville House had been converted to a movie theater. I watched Star Wars at this place when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Closed down. It's right in the middle of the downtown. It's really, it's sort of the heart of the community. And there was a lot of hand-wringing. What are we going to do about this single-purpose building, right in the middle of everything? And so the mayor at the time was a person that really had some vision. And
it was sort of your Donald Schaefer.
Exactly. He said, we're going to do something about this. And he worked with a restaurant group that essentially redeveloped half the building into, believe it or not, three floors of restaurants served from a single kitchen. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were all different, completely
Smart.
Different menus, completely different, but all one kitchen. Yeah. The building was redeveloped. Yeah, when the first group that was operating it came in, they programmed mostly theater.
Mm-hmm.
That was really their area of interest. And this really speaks to your question of, like, how does it work and how does it not work?
Right.
Well, when you have the same thing happening over and over,
Boring.
Night upon night, and in a small community,
right.
Are you really going to go see, the
How
same
How many times
play?
Are you going to see
exactly.
the show? Right.
Yeah, night after night, you don't. And so that failed, and along came the Avalon Foundation that took over and really started programming very diverse, mostly
music. But you
still
do plays.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you can come and see Pippin this summer.
But this is
like
the theater that your parents go to in Morristown, where one night it's Aretha Franklin and the next night it's, Pinafore.
Right. And then, we simulcast. We're actually the only performing arts center in the state of Maryland that has the franchise to simulcast the Metropolitan Opera. So
really? While
it's happening in New York, it's happening on our screen in Easton, live
and
in HD.
And do people really come out for that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The opera fan is avid. And it's meant that we can do all kinds of simulcasts. We're going to have The Company pretty soon. Yeah, another Broadway production.
Right.
And what we really try to do is make sure that we program something for absolutely everyone in our community,
mm-hmm.
which means that there's something for all kinds of different visitors to our community as well.
For the right production, is it child friendly?
Yeah,
to an
absolutely.
Extent.
Yeah, no.
I mean, not for babies, of course, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, no. The theater, you know, I have kids. They right. come to our shows all the time. You mm-hmm. know, it is a generally a child friendly place. Just actually yesterday, we had a guy named Guy Davis, a blues player, mm-hmm. that did a performance in our small space. It's a little jazz club sort of space called the Stoltz Listening Room mm-hmm. in the evening. But he also in the morning at 11 o'clock, he had a children's program where he's really explaining traditional blues music to kids.
Oh, I love
so,
that.
Yeah, I mean, again, we really try to hit the entire community, and our programming reflects that indoors. Also, our outdoor programming.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to cut you off there because we have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I'd love to talk about the outdoor programs
Absolutely.
And some of the things that are coming here this summer.
Super.
Okay, this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. Did we have a problem with our charger over there?
I did.
We had a little charger problem.
So I brought another cocktail I'll do in place of that.
That's okay.
All right. Give me a couple of straws.
<All right. laughs> This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
My advice to you, until they upgrade the system, simply turn off PhotoStream on your iPhone the next time you're in Vegas, and then it doesn't go anywhere.
Okay.
Or else, change your Vegas behavior, or else, don't take pictures while you're in Vegas. So now, once you've deleted all the photos in the PhotoStream, you've got to then go to the camera roll and delete those individuals.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
I love my husband, but I didn't realize our difficulties had to do with his drinking. Our pastor suggested I go to Al-Anon family groups. I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I decided to try a meeting. The Al-Anon meeting really opened my eyes. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group meeting from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON.
It's about smiles. It's about laughter. It's about going out and making a difference in the life of a child. You don't have to get mad. You just have to go mad. GoMad2011.com is a website dedicated to supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. At GoMad, our mission is simple, to go out and make a difference. So how can you help? Visit the Wish Wall on GoMad2011.com and make a contribution today. Or find out how you can donate with a simple text message. Do it now so that we can continue to touch the lives of children with life-threatening conditions by granting their wishes.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
I need some answers. September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Well, I know this is going to be a shock to everyone, but we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we're talking at the myriad things there are to do in Talbot County, Maryland this coming spring. Before we get back to it, I just want to thank our sponsors real quick. The folks at Georgetown Bagelry. Mm-hmm. I love these fresh-killed bagels. Delicious. You know, they're all organic. They're all pasture-raised.
Pasture-raised bagels.
Yes.
Thank God.
Our friends at Neighbor.
I expect nothing less.
That's right. There's nothing worse than a bagel being... Well, never mind.
Certified humane.
Our friends at Neighborhood Restaurant Group, Rustico, the two Rusticos, Evening Star, Tallulah, Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse,
Birch and Barley and Church Key,
the mm-hmm. two founding farmers, including the hot new one in Potomac. That one's buzzing.
Yes, it is.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Notte Bianchi Dish and Circle Bistro that are all part of Modus Hospitality. Mm-hmm. Charles Schwartz and Son Fine Jewelers, Bethesda Central Farm Market. If I could talk.
Right.
And Carmine's.
Yes.
Forget about it. Bada bing, bada bang, bada fuco. Carmine's. We're going to be back there on the 22nd
mm-hmm.
with another remote of the show, and you can get tickets to join us then. And on the 29th, we're going to be the Carpenter Shelter is doing a big event out at the Birchmere, and we're going to be there too.
Why big shout out to them.
We're going remote.
And we should say that we are going to be doing two remotes with Jeff Black. He's got something fun up his sleeve. We're going to do something at Black's in Bethesda and also at the new Pearl Dive on 14th Street.
I've always said that Jeff is very remote. Thank you. Thank you very much, okay. My friend. All right. So let's get back and talk about the Avalon Theater. Let's talk about the foundation because
sure.
You can't do this. You know, on a wish, a hope, and a prayer. How does the foundation, I mean, is all the fundraising through the shows?
You know, yeah, we are unusual for a nonprofit in that, yeah, an enormous amount of our revenue does come from earned income. So ticket sales and art sales, et cetera. However, no, people give us money, and that's really why we're in business. It wouldn't work if it were not for contributed income. And
right.
We're fortunate in that we have a community that really supports the arts and keeps us out there doing what we love to do.
Where'd you come from? Let me ask that because
I am actually from Talbot County. My mother's family has been there for 350 years. So
oh my God!
Your mother must be very old.
Well, her family, So.
Listen.
So I'm an actual
She's a
local.
Walker? Or is she,
No, she's okay, getting there, but, not quite. this is something that I have a lot of passion about, arts in our community.
But how did you learn how to run a foundation, and was this just gut instinct?
I've been making it up, and people seem to believe me, so.
Good job.
Me too.
Yeah. I like that.
Right.
Well, so let's talk about some of the things that you guys are doing through the foundation, such as the Plein Air Festival.
Sure, one of the things that we like to do along with the rest of the community is go outside in the summertime. And so we have street concerts that are free and open to the public. We present the 4th of July during that week. And probably the biggest thing is in the last part of July, actually this year it's the 16th through the 22nd of July, is our Plein Air Festival. And this is something that, for those that don't know what plein air painting is, essentially it's painting from life. It's painting what's right in front of you. So it's representational art. There's some watercolors, but primarily oil paints. And these are sort of the modern impressionists. These are people who are taking the world as it is, taking that quick moment in time where before the light changes, before the subject moves, before capturing it with paint. And
so people just come from all over and set up. Tell us how it works.
So it's a juried competition. So. In fact, we just received all of the applicants on Friday, and we're going to send it off to our jurist, and they'll pick 58 people out of, it's an international festival. There are people that are juried in from, all over, the place, certainly all, 38 states, I guess, last year.
Wow.
These really are the best, plein air painters in the country, competing to win prize money, which we offer. And the appeal of it really is the fact that you're connected to the artistic process.
Mm-hmm.
That is, these people are out there in the community. They're at the boatyard. They're painting a building in the downtown of Easton. They're in a bar painting the people having their
painting
drinks.
Painting the cocktail. So,
exactly. Painting the,
I want to volunteer for that one.
Whatever it is. And,
pose.
And you get to see the subject. You get to see the decisions that the artist is making with their brush. You smell the turpentine. I mean, you're really connected to that thing. And it presents an excellent story. You know,
listen,
when you buy
guy.
That painting.
And, Al, I want to tell you something.
You know, it's...
And we've just met. You actually sound like you know what the hell you're talking about. This is great.
Yeah. Well, it is the biggest plein air festival in the country at this point. So, we have been really successful with it. And it is just... It is so much fun. It also has this sort of slow build to it where the artists come to town, they go out into the county, anywhere in Talbot County they can paint in the first few days. And then the next couple of days they have to paint only in the town of Easton. And then,
there's just
a big...
people set up all around Easton painting.
It must be so cool. Yeah, no, actually, on Saturday, the big sort of culminating event, the quick draw is open to anybody with $10 and ambition.
Okay.
A lot of our competing artists are in that as well. But last year, close to 200 artists. Only in a 3-block area in downtown Easton, and literally, every teeny piece of shade has an artist painting something in downtown Easton.
Sure.
And you should do it, and you'll sell a painting probably.
This may sound ridiculous.
Thousands and thousands of people come and are a part of that that moment. It's actually right outside of the Bartlett Pear where that happens.
But our listening audience actually stretches from southern Pennsylvania to northern North Carolina. And, if you're in the Washington area at all, it's so easy to get there. That's really important. You get on the beltway, you go to Route 50 East, and you just go straight, and you see the signs.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you all came here today. How bad was it?
Very easy.
Right?
Yeah, it sailed right through.
Right. Excellent. So, I mean, it's that close. It's close, and we're going to be doing a show on Frederick, and it's easy to get to all these places. And, I mean, what a great, even day trip.
Yeah.
Right. It's a nice way.
It's a great day trip. It's a great weekend, you know.
It is.
So come on out. We love to see.